Let the campaigning begin. The nominees for the Primetime Emmy Awards were announced yesterday. HBO's Succession, about a family-run media empire, think Rupert Murdoch by way of Shakespeare, led the field with 25 nominations, including Best Drama, and many acting nods, including for 2020 winner Jeremy Strong, in this scene confessing something to a brother played by Kieran Culkin, also nominated.
I did try. But I don't know. I'm not a good person.
Well, whatever. You're fine.
I'm bad.
Take our word. It's tension-filled. Also in the Best Drama category, Better Call Saul, Euphoria, Ozark, Severance, Stranger Things, Yellowjackets, and Netflix's Squid Game, the first foreign language series to be nominated in that category. Ayesha Harris, co-host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour, is here. Ayesha, welcome back.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
I'm so glad to have you. And it is such a long list of nominees. I mean, everyone. I think I got one. But when you first saw this list, what were your thoughts?
It seemed like the voters really kind of spread the wealth around this year. There were a lot of newcomers, shows like Abbott Elementary, The White Lotus, and then there were a lot of old favorites like Ted Lasso and Succession. I think a lot of that led to how a show like Succession or Ted Lasso got so many nominations this year is because there are a lot of nominations for actors in the same category. Mm-hmm. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, if we see them cancel each other out or if one of them will triumph.
So supporting actor for comedy has three male actors from Ted Lasso, you know, so that's one that you're referring to. HBO, more nominations than any other network or studio with 140. What do you think was behind that?
They have a very solid stable of shows right now, from Barry to Hacks to Succession, of course, Insecure. And HBO has really, in the last couple of years, there's HBO and then there's HBO Max, which is some of their shows only appear on the streaming service, and Hacks is one of those. And I think they've kind of managed to conquer both those fields of being on TV and also being a streaming place, a destination for people to go to.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about an ABC show that just debuted this season, got a lot of attention. It's ABC's Abbott Elementary. It was created by and stars Quinta Brunson. It's a mockumentary about a group of teachers at a Philadelphia public school. In this scene, Brunson, who plays Janine, one of the teachers, is looking at a website that posts students' reviews of teachers.
Oh, dang. Found a new one.
Oh, dang. Oh, dang.
What's wrong?
It's nothing. I just got a C-minus review, which will bring down my overall average and tarnish my reputation forever. You know, it's like, it's no big deal, though.
Abbott Elementary, nominated for Outstanding Comedy Series, and Brunson got both acting and writing nominations. More about why you like this show.
Oh, I just think it's such a nice and refreshing spin on the mockumentary style and the workplace comedy. We've seen so many of them, and there have been plenty of comparisons to shows like The Office. But what I think it's doing differently is that we haven't really seen a show that's set in a public elementary school where you have these teachers who are not just interacting with each other, but also trying to figure out how to make their workplace a better place. And especially when you pair that with all the conversations we're having in real life about teachers and how we value teachers and undervalue teachers, I think the show comes at a great time and does a really good job of showing, in some scathing ways but heartwarming ways, the ways in which our system fails teachers and the way teachers try to rise above that.
Yeah. And there's another nomination you wanted to talk about. This is Rae Seahorn, Best Supporting Actress in a Drama, that being the drama Breaking Bad spinoff Better Call Saul. She plays attorney Kim Wexler. Why her? What are you thinking there?
She is such a fascinating character, unlike any character I think I've ever seen on TV. And what I like about her is that she plays the lead character, Saul Goodman, his wife. And she is both a lawyer who wants to do good, but who also finds herself wrapped up and drawn to Jimmy McGill, aka Saul Goodman. And the way that this character over the last six seasons has really evolved and become even more entangled and culpable for a lot of really bad things, she's basically turned into a monster. And it's really, really fun to watch. And Rae Sehorn is such a fantastic actor at like getting at all those intricacies. And it's so great to see her finally get nominated.
Any shows or performances you feel were snubbed?
I was kind of sad to see no nominations for Schmigadoon, which was a really, really fun Apple TV musical parody that parodies all the classic musicals from Brigadoon to all the Oscars and Hammerstein. It's just really, really fun and clever, I thought, and I'm a huge musical fan, and I was hoping it would get some nominations, but it didn't, unfortunately. And I know there are also some people who are not happy about Pachinko not getting nominated. So there's definitely some surprises and some snubs there. But, you know, this year has been pretty good, I think, in most categories. There's something to root for, I think, in every category.
We're looking at the Emmy nominations with Aisha Harris, co-host of NPR's Pop Culture Happy Hour. The Emmy ceremony, September 12th. So we have to wait. Aisha, thank you.
Thank you.